Chapter 2, Property Management Systems. In Chapter 1, we explored two stories that examined the horrors of not following sound property management principles. You're probably wondering, what are those principles? That's what we'll discuss in this chapter. There are many lessons to learn from the two stories. These are common threads that run through both stories. Both owners lived in an area other than where their rental property was. And both owners had poorly formed systems in place in which to manage their property effectively. Out of state, out of mind. It is almost never a good idea to manage a property yourself if you do not live in the area. In any given market, there are a multitude of details that you couldn't possibly know unless you specialize in that market. These issues could be legal, submarket related, local relationships, weather patterns, and more. It is always preferable to hire someone who is local and who knows the lay of the land intimately. When you live 2,000 miles away, it is impossible to keep up on all the minute and shifting details in a market. That's a headache I don't want. Look at both the properties from Chapter 1. In those cases, rents were well below the market because the owners lived too far away to have a clear picture of where the market was moving. Because of this, they lost valuable income-producing opportunities. When we took over the property mentioned in Chapter 1, located in Arizona, it became clear right away that we needed to raise rents on the three-bedroom units. They were $45 under market, and there were 53 bedroom units on the property. That's $2,250 per month in lost income and $27,000 a year. Additionally, we found that in the property's submarket, it was common practice to charge more for ground floor units. We increased the rents by $25 on those. On 100 units, that equals $2,500 per month in lost income and $30,000 a year. After we instituted these increases, the Arizona property was collecting on additional rents at $57,000 per year. To figure the value of a property based on its net operating income, that is, the income after operating expenses, we use something called a capitalization rate. It's really not as complicated as it sounds. Here's the equation. Net operating income divided by the capitalization rate equals property value. More often than not, you can get average capitalization rates for an area from a local broker. Let's apply this concept to the lost revenue in the case of the 200-unit property and find out how much a little mistake can add up to a major loss. Let's say the average capitalization rate in the Phoenix submarket is 6%. And let's take that capitalization rate and apply it to the lost revenue of $57,000 from not raising rents to market. $57,000 divided by the 6% capitalization rate equals $950,000 of lost property value. Just think, if the owners had decided to sell their property instead of hire us to manage it, they could have lost out on almost $1 million based on their little mistake of not keeping up with the market rents. If that won't put the fear of the property management gods in you, I don't know what will.